Sechta Shavuos, Daf Dalet, two lines from the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and we're in the middle of a sugya, and let us review. And our Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph brought four different examples of cases which are Shtayim Shein Arba. The Mishnah stated Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba, that the din of Shavuos Bitoi is Shtayim Shein Arba. Yediyas Atuma, which is dinim of Tumas Mikdash Vekdoshav, Shtayim Shein Arba. Yitzias Hashabbos, Shtayim Shein Arba. Maris Negoyim, Shtayim Shein Arba. And the Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, and the Gemara and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph is Money Masnisin. And the Gemara stated, Le Rabbi Shmuel v'Le Rabbi Kiva. And the Gemara explained that our Mishnah can't be going like Rabbi Shmuel, as the first case of our Mishnah, our Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba, can't work out l'fi the Shita Rabbi Shmuel, because Amma in the Chayiv al Asad Labai, and I Rabbi Kiva, and if the Tad of our Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva, then the second case of the Mishnah of Yediyas HaTumah, Shtayim Shein Arba, would not work out, since Rabbi Kiva's Shita is Al Halam Tumu Chayiv in the Chayiv al Halam Mikdash. In three lines from the top of Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara tries to explain, Rabbi Shmuel, that really our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbi Shmuel, and the dinim of our Mishnah are not necessarily relevant to Kabbanais, and not necessarily to a case where someone does an Issa B'Shegeg. The Mishnah is referring to scenarios where someone was Ivan Izi Surim with Hasra and B'mezid, and therefore they're going to be Chayiv Malkus, and as the Gemara stated, V'chilei M'chayiv Rabbi Shmuel L'sh'ava Karban, Av Malkus Chiyuv M'chayiv, and the Gemara explained further that L'chirius, since one of the cases of our Mishnah is in a scenario where someone made a Shvua that I will eat, and he doesn't eat, then how could he be Chayiv Malkus if it's Lav She'im B'Maisa? And the Gemara explained, Kasav Rabbi Shmuel, Lav She'im B'Maisa, Leikin Love. And the Gemara then asked, Asira for Rabbi Echron or Rabbi Echron, as Rabbi Echron paskins Halacha Kastam Mishnah, and therefore he would paskin like our Mishnah, and we just stated that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel must hold Lav She'im B'Maisa, Leikin Love. Meanwhile, Rabbi Echron himself teaches us that in the case where Reuven says, Shvuah She'ichel Kikazu Ayoyim, Va'ova Ayoyim V'Le Ochla, Rabbi Echron stated that you're not going to receive Malkus because it's Lav She'im B'Maisa, V'chol Lav She'im B'Maisa in Leik Love, and therefore it's a steer on Rabbi Echron, Rabbi Echron. And the Gemara answered that it's not a steer on Rabbi Echron, as although it's true that from our Stam Mishnah, it would seem that we should paskin Lav She'im B'Maisa Leik Love, however, Rabbi Echron found another Stam Mishnah, and that Stam Mishnah holds Lav She'im B'Maisa in Leik Love, and therefore Rabbi Echron paskins like that Stam Mishnah. And the Gemara then asks, Hey Stama, which Stam Mishnah did Rabbi Echron find that holds Lav She'im B'Maisa? In Leikin Love, and the Gemara tried to bring a Mishnah in Mesechtas Makris and Mesechtas Psachim B'Negei Neisa, but the Gemara pointed out that you can't bring a Raya that Mishnah holds Lav She'im B'Maisa in Leikin Love. And our Gemara now continues Elahai Stama Eshkach that Rabbi Echron found the following Stam Mishnah, which is a Mishnah that we will have on Nafchav Zayin on the Beis, as the Mishnah states Shvuah Shle'ichel Kikazu Shvuah Shle'achlenu V'Akla, that in a case where Reuven made two Shvuahs and he first stated that I'm making a Shvuah that I won't eat this piece of bread, and then he made another Shvuah that I won't eat it, and ultimately Reuven ate this piece of bread. We continue on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Eino Chayiv Ela Achas, then Reuven will only be Chayiv one set of Malkus, and Rashi explains at the top of the Amud, to Me'achas Shenishba Lav Shvuah Rishena, Nesra Lav, that since he already made his original Shvuah, so this Kika became us to him, V'chihod Yishtaba, Havalei Nishba L'Kayim Esa Mitzvah, V'tnan L'Kamo, Nishba L'Kayim Esa Mitzvah, V'loi Kayim, Horto Mikorben Shvuah's Bitoi, and therefore he would not receive another Malkus for that Shvuah. Being that this is not the main point of our Gemara, we will not go into great detail about this scenario, and we will speak about it further when we learn the Mishnah Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. And the Mishnah Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis continues, Zui Shvuah's Bitu Shechayovan Az Deina Malkus V'Ashigasa Karban Eilu V'Yarid. This scenario where you have a person that was Ivan to Issa of Shvuah's Bitu, that if he did so Bezodain with Hasra, then he'd be Chay Malkus, and if he did so B'Shegeg, then he'll be Chay to bring a Karban Eilu V'Yarid. Our Gemara is Medayik, Zui the Chayovan Az Deina Malkus, that is only in this case where he originally said, I will not eat this bread, and ultimately he ate this bread, and therefore he did a Maisa, that he will be Chayiv Malkus, as it's a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa, Avol Eicha V'Loi Ocha L'Loi Loki, but in the case where Reuven made a Shvuah, that I will eat a piece of bread, and ultimately he does not eat the piece of bread, and he doesn't do a Maisa, so since it's a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa, he would not be Chayiv Malkus, and we see that this Stam Mishnah holds Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa in Like and Love, and therefore you don't have a question as to the psak of Rabbi Echron, as Rabbi Echron is passing like the Stam Mishnah on Dav Chav Zayin Rebeis, and therefore he holds Lav Shein B'Maisa in Leikin Lov. Ayin Rashi di B'maskel Zuhi La'bo de Loki Lo D'havid Lo Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa Havol Eich V'Loi Ocho Loi Loki. The reason why Rashi mentions La'bo de Loki Lo, certainly as we saw on Dav Gemara Rebeis, in any Shvua that someone makes that's L'Sha'ovar, there would be Chayiv Malkus based on Xeris HaKosov, as the Gemara brings down from Dav Chaval from an Aleph in the name of brava, as the Omer Rava befeir shrips a tirish, shvua sheker, dumi de shvua shav, ayin sham. Our Gemara now continues, mechte, haistama, vahaistama, my chazad, the avik haistama, la avik haistama, the lachir, since we now have two stamishnayas, based on the way that we explain the Mishnah dot beza min aleph, it comes out that our stamishna holds that lav she'im b'maisa, likin love, and meanwhile, based on the diak that we made from the Mishnah dot chav zayin abez, that stam Mishnah holds lav she'im b'maisa, in likin love. Why would Rabbi Yechon decide to paskin like the second stam Mishnah and not like our Mishnah on dot beza min aleph? And why wouldn't he paskin lav she'im b'maisa, likin love? And the Gemara answers, v'lo tameich, and even according to your svara, Rabbi Gufei hechi sasim lon hachahachi, v'hachahachi, that l'chir, Rabbi himself, who's misada our Mishnayis, it seems that he himself was says himself. As how could Rabbi have taught us the Mishnah dot beza min aleph like the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel, which would come out lav she'im b'maisa, likin love, and meanwhile teach us on the Chav Zayin Rebbe's that lav she'im b'maisa in likin love? And based on this question, the Gemara teaches us a Yisoid El Mikar Sava lav she'im b'maisa likin love v'sasma, that originally when Rebbe was being misad the Mishnayis and he was teaching these Mishnayis to his Talmidim, he actually held that lav she'im b'maisa likin love. That's why the Stam Mishnah dot beza min aleph is going like the Shita that lav she'im b'maisa likin love. However, ultimately Rebbe was Chayza and Rebbe ultimately held that lav she'im b'maisa ain't like in love, and therefore v'hada sabar ain't like in love v'sasma. So when he got to the Mishnah that Rav Zayin obeys, he taught it according to the Shita that lav she'im b'maisa ain't like in love, and he made it a stam Mishnah in order to show the paskins like that Mishnah. But the original Mishnah stayed in its original format and he didn't change it. And ultimately we see that Rebbe actually holds that lav she'im b'maisa ain't like in love, and therefore Rabbi Yechon passing like the second Mishnah that lav she'im b'maisa ain't like in love. And as Rashi states, however, Mishnah Lezazimim Kaima, Rashi explains, Mishnah Rishayna, Afal Pishachazboi Mastimasa, that even though ultimately he was Chayza and he retracted from that din, and he actually didn't hold the Lav Shein B'maisa like love, he still kept it as a stoma. Me'achashe Pashta Berev Al Tamidim, Lo Yechilus Bederi Shacha Rebbe Lishacha Mipiem, Uluvatlim Besa Medrish, Venicha Yashtayan, Vamaskal Yobin Shachreina Ika, Shachazo Be Minarishayna. And before we continue, our Gemara brought a diak from the Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin Rebbeis that in the case of Oichel V'Loi Ochel, you would not receive Malkus, and it's based on a din of Lav Shein B'maisa in like and love. And in Tap Tesis Eas Vim Teima, Hechi Dayak Mehocha, the Lav Shein B'maisa in like and love, Dilma Taim Mishum Dave Asura Suffolk, as maybe the reason why you will not be Chai Malkus is because it would be a Asura Suffolk, Ayin and Tesis. The Gemara now continues, B'maya Kim Tikur Abishmal, little Malkus, that we just explained that our Mishnah on Daf Bezim Aleph that stated Shvuah Shtayim Shein Arba is actually going like the Shita Rabbi Shmuel, even though Rabbi Shmuel holds that in a Chayiv al Alasid Lavai one would not be Chayiv a carbon oil v'yared on a Shvuah l'Sha'avar. However, all four dinim of our Mishnah are relevant to Malkus and not necessarily to Karbanos. And if so, the Gemara asks Maris Negoyim my Malkus ago, that the fourth halach of our Mishnah is Maris Negoyim Shnayim Shein Arba. Where do we ever find a Chiv of Malkus for Tzeras? And how can you say that when the Mishnah states Maris Negoyim Shnayim Shein Arba, that's referring to Malkus? The Gemara answers that in the Chanami there is a case where someone that has Tzeras will be Chayim Malkus, because it's Barasai, that if he cuts off any type of Tzeras, then it'll be Chayim Malkus based on the Pasuk of Yisham ben Nega Tzeras, Uchrab Oven Abra Beloi, Dom Rab Oven Abra Beloi, Kal Mokum Shinema Yisham Pen Baal, Ene El Leisasei. These terms symbolize that this is a Leisasei. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches us Maris Negoyim Shnayim Shein Arba, that there are four different types of Negoyim, and if a person cuts off any of those Negoyim with Hasra and Bemezid, that he will be Chayim Malkus. And in Chinami, this din of Mishnah is also relevant to the din of Malkus. The Gemara continues and asks a question on the third din of our Mishnah, and the Mefarshim discussed that why is it that our Gemara asks a question from the last case of the Mishnah and then asks a question from the third case of the Mishnah. And the Gemara asks, Yitzias Shabbos my Malkus Eka, when our Mishnah taught us Yitzias Shabbos Shtayim Shein Arba, we just explained that our entire Mishnah is referring to the din of Malkus. So what type of Malkus would someone ever be chayiv carrying Mirshus L'Shus on Shabbos or for doing any Malacha on Shabbos? V'lav Shenitin Lazarus Mrs. Bezenu, if we know that the Issa that states in the Torah of Loisasa Kol Malacha categorized as a Lav Shenitin Lazarus Mrs. Bezdin, and we have a Klal V'chol Lav Shenitin Lazarus Mrs. Bezdin Ein Loikin Love, and the Svara is that since we know there's a Klal that Ein Einshin Elim Kimazirin, when the Torah teaches us that if someone is Mechal Shabbos, that they'll be chayiv skila, it has to be an azura for that einish, and the azura is leisasakal malacha. And since the azura of leisasakal malacha is coming as the azura for Mises Bezdin, therefore this azura cannot be used for malchus. And as Rashi states, lava om b'shabes leinitin leinish malchus elishim yavil lav yasur bayamaser shubeskila v'yisakel. Rashi continues v'mlehisur bayskila, and even if the edim that were giving asra to Ruvain did not give him asra, it will be chay skila v'hisur bayamalchus, and instead they said that you be chay malchus ain't dinin lulkaish shaloi leinish malchus kasvu mitchila, as this azura was never given as an azura for malchus, and therefore we have a klal that ain't ancient element came as irin, and one can never receive malchus for being mechal Shabbos. And the Gemara explains mishum hachi kamekmina k'rabbi Shmuel the omer lav shenit lazaros mises bezdin leikin lav that in the chenami. That's why we explain that our mishnah is specifically going like Rabbi Shmuel, as Rabbi Shmuel actually holds that even if there's a lav shenit lazaros mises bezdin, one could still receive malchus if you receive the hasra for malchus. Therefore, we can once again explain that when our mishnah stated yitzis haShabbos shtayim shein arba, that's also referring to malchus. And Rashba who points out that when our Gemara stated mishum hachi the Gemara is trying to bavon that generally we know that a stam mishnah follows Rabbi Kiva. The chol hecha yide efshel ukme masisin kavase mukminon lofum hachi omar mishum hach kushehu darkim leik Rabbi Shmuel v'leik Rabbi Kiva. And therefore our Gemara explains that the only reason why we explain that our mishnah is going like Rabbi Shmuel and not like Rabbi Kiva, because otherwise we would not be able to understand how it would be possible for someone to be chayav malchus for being oivan a malacha of yitzia on Shabbos. Our Gemara now continues and is halav hachi kaimak Rabbi Kiva, that's mashma from our Gemara that if not for the fact that we had to explain the din of yitzis of Shabbos like Rabbi Shmuel, that we would have been able to explain that a mishnah is going like Rabbi Kiva, and that would be preferable in order to say that stam mishnah is going like Rabbi Kiva. But the Gemara is kashi yidias l'chir, that couldn't be. And as the Gemara is on daf gemar min aleph, that we can't say that our mishnah is going like Rabbi Kiva, as the second case of a mishnah of yidias hatumah shtayim shein arba doesn't work out like Rabbi Kiva, as he holds al halam tumu chayiv bein chayiv al halam migdash. However, the Gemara responds that that would not be a question, as lav amit Rabbi Shmuel hi ulumalkis Rabbi Kiva nami ulumalkis, that just like we originally had a question that our mishnah couldn't be like Rabbi Shmuel, as a mishnah taught us that shvuas bito yishtayim shein arba, and Rabbi Shmuel holds in chayiv al halasid lavai, but we explained that in chenami our mishnah could be like Rabbi Shmuel, and when it's stated shtayim shein arba, it's referring to a chayiv malkis. Therefore, we really could have explained that our stam mishnah is going like Rabbi Kiva, and even though b'negei tumi holds al halam tumu chayiv in chayiv al halam migdash, but we would be able to explain that when our mishnah stated yidias hatumah shtayim shein arba, that's referring to a chayiv malkis and not referring to the chayiv for carbon oiliv yared. And the only reason why we stated that our mishnah can't be like Rabbi Kiva is because of the din of haitzar Shabbos. That case must be going like Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that although the malachas of Shabbos are lav shenit lazaros mises bezdin, that one would still receive malchus. And as Rashi points out, that we know that Rabbi Kiva is chilek and Rabbi Shmuel, and the Gemara Masechtas Malchus teaches us that Rabbi Kiva holds lav shenit lazaros mises bezdin is ain leikin lav. And Rashi also points out, as we mentioned from the Rashba, as Rabbi Kiva was the Rebbe. The Gemara now continues, and the Pashas, the Gemara's question is now both on Rabbi Kiva as well as on Rabbi Shmuel. How could we say that our Mishnah is discussing Dinim Malchus? But if so, why does the Mishnah state Yediyas Hatumah Shtayim Shein Arba, which is mashma that there was some sort of Haloma and then a Yediyah? Well, if you're explaining that our Mishnah is referring to someone that was Iva on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedosha B'Mezid and it was Hasra, so then certainly there wasn't Haloma, and the Mishnah should have stated Hasra's Tumah Shtayim Shein Arba. However, I entice Diva Maschel Halav Hachi Mesuk Mekur Rabbi Kiva Hashi Yediyas, where he actually states that this question is Dafka Lefi Rabbi Kiva and not Lefi Rabbi Shmuel Ayin Sham. However, the Gemara answers Holy Kasha Tni Yediyas Dasrois that in a Chenami when our Mishnah mentioned Yediyas Hatumah, it means to say that the person had a Yediyas Hatumah based on the fact that he received Asra. And over here, the word Yediyah doesn't come Lafuke Haloma, and it's really telling us that this person had a idea that he was Tamei, even so he ate a piece of Hegdish, or he went into Beis HaMikdash, and therefore he'll be Chayim Malchus. Ayin Rashi points out, Holoi Kasha, Klima, Imein Lecha Kusha Achera, Zu Yesh L'Tarets Kach, that if you don't have any other questions on this answer, then I could give you the following teretz. However, the Gemara now continues and will ask three questions, and therefore will be chayzer and will hold that we can't explain that our Mishnah is referring to a chiyuv of malchus. As the Gemara continues, ihochi shtaim shein arba tati hu dehavyon, that has the Mishnah state yidiyas hatoma shtaim shein arba. But since Ruvain knows that he is tamei and knows that he is eating hegdish and going to the base of mikdash, so certainly there are only two different chiyuv of malchus, and it's not possible to have four cases where someone will be chayiv malchus for tumas mikdash for kedushav, as the only two chiyuvim will be for him eating hegdish while he's tamei or going to the base of mikdash while he's tamei. As Rashi states, v'tatihu de'ika malchus l'kodesh u'malchus l'mikdash de'bishleim l'karben ikra abba. Certainly, if we're referring to a person that was a shoygeg and will be chayiv a karben oilu v'yared, then there are four separate cases: helam tumah v'achol kodesh v'zachu loy, helam tumah balam mikdash v'zachu loy, and number three, helam kodesh v'achloy, and number four, helam mikdash v'nichnas loy v'zachu has a tumah, and then he remembered that he was tamei. In all four of those cases, you'll be chayiv to bring a karben oilu v'yared. And the Gemara continues with the second question: b'su as sheyesh b'yidia b'tchilu v'yidia b'seif v'helam meintayim halom l'malkus mayavidtei. That our Mishnah continued and explained the second case of a Mishnah of yidias hatumah shtaim shein arba, and the Mishnah mentioned that the case is where there's yidia b'tchila and yidia b'seif v'helam meintayim. And if we're referring to a chiyuv for malkus, certainly there wasn't any halom over here, and certainly he had hasra and he did so b'mezid, and that's why he'd be chayiv malkus. And therefore we see that our Mishnah is not referring to a chiyuv for malkus. The Gemara continues and asks a third question: v'su hareza ba'il v'yared, that the Mishnah states that he'd be chayiv a carbon oil v'yared. Clearly, when our Mishnah discusses yedias hatumah shtaim shein arba, that we're referring to a chiyuv for a carbon, and it's referring to someone that did so b'shoygeg, and it's not referring to someone that received hasra and was b'mezid and chayiv malkus. And therefore, the entire Mishnah must be teaching us dinim that are relevant to karbanos. And therefore, we're back to our original question that our Mishnah can't be going like Rabbi Shmuel, as Rabbi Shmuel would not hold like the first din of our Mishnah of shvuas bitu shtaim shein arba as ha'ama in a chayiv al alasu bavai. And we can't say the Mishnah is like Rabbi Kiva, as the second case of yedias hatumah shtaim shein arba would not work out lefi Rabbi Kiva, as Rabbi Kiva holds al halam tumu chayiv vein a chayiv al halam mikdash u'kadoshav. And certainly these last three questions of the Gemara are bein l'Rabbi Shmuel and bein l'Rabbi Kiva. And as the Rashba states, mishum hachi lo eshkam pisri l'masisin al du mekmin l'karebi v'nasav l'katanoi. And therefore the Gemara will now have to explain that in a chanami our Mishnah cannot be explained completely like Rabbi Shmuel or completely like Rabbi Kiva. Before we continue, let us read the words of the Ritva, who explains the Gemara's question and the Gemara's teretz that we asked previously of Yachi Yedias Asreis Mibayilei. And the Gemara answered three Yedias Asreis, and the Ritva states Pirish Rashi to Il Yedias Mashma Shinomu Achkem Bishas Maisa, and Pirish Lipirushai the Lab Mashmais Loshi Yedias Parach Lutamuda the Adrabi Yedias Gemurais Kam Bishas Maisa Mashma El the Mashma and the Hani Yedias Dumi Yedias Tiktani Seifa Binyan Carbon Shehem Yedias Shinomu. And certainly the term Yedias that we speak about in the Sefer of the Mishnah is referring to someone that originally had Halama, and the Mishani Tni Yedias Dasreis Lema the Yedias Tiktani Reisha Kipshuta Vilav Ki Yedias the Seifa Vyesh Lefarish Oid Yedias Hasreis Mibayilei. And the Gemara's question is the Loshi Yedias Mashma She Yodim Atzmai V'chotel Odas V'ilu Hacha Hoidar Sachirim B'inu L'malkas Dainu Asura. Therefore V'asroes Mibayilei U'mishani, and the Gemara's teretz is Tni Yedias Dasreis Klema De Tanali Dok V'lishna Klila Nakat Ayin Sham. And our Gemara now continues Elam Rabbi Yosef, and therefore Rabbi Yosef explains that in a chenami our entire Mishnah is talking about dinim that are relevant to Karbanos. And even though we had a question that how can you say that our Mishnah is referring to Karbanos if that wouldn't work out, not like Rabbi Shmuel and not like Rabbi Kiva. However, Rabbi Yosef explains, Rabbi He, in the Chanami, the Tanav Mishnah is Rabbi Huda Nasi, Vinosiv Lo Alibit Tanoi, and he actually learned a Mishnah according to various Tanoim, as B'Yedias Nosiv Lo Rabbi Shmuel, has been the gate of second of our Mishnah of Yedias Atoma, he's going Dafka Lefi the Shita Rabbi Shmuel, and not like Rabbi Kiva. B'Shvuas Nosiv Lo Rabbi Kiva, and in the first case of a Mishnah of Shvuas Bito Yishtaim Shein Arba, that is going Lefi the Shita Rabbi Kiva, and not like Rabbi Shmuel. And the Gemara continues, Om Rav Ashi, Amrisel Shmeitza Kamed Rav Kana. Rav Ashi stated that I said this memra Rav Yosef in front of Rav Kana, that the first din of our Mishnah is like Rabbi Kiva, and the second din of our Mishnah is Dafka Lefi Rabbi Shmuel. The Amali, and he said to me, Loi Temu Rabbi Nosiv Lo Alibet Tanoi, Velei Loi Svilei, El Rabbi Taimed Nafshei Mefarish, that you shouldn't think that Rabbi just mentioned these din of our Mishnah, and he stated that the first din is like Rabbi Kiva, and the second din is like Rabbi Shmuel, but he really doesn't pasken like Rabbi Kiva. Akiva or like Rabbi Shmuel in those cases. But in reality, the reason why Rabbi actually learned on Mishnah like both of these Tanayim is because B'negei Shvuz Bito, he holds like Rabbi Akiva, and B'negei Yedias HaTuma, he actually passes like Rabbi Shmuel. And Ayin Ritva, who points out that why would we even think that Rabbi actually doesn't hold like these Tanayim? As if so, why would he actually learn a Mishnah in this manner? And as the Ritva is, Vim Taymar, Bekim Dlei Sabala, Amay Nosav Law, and the Ritva explains, Yeshleima, Lefish Rei B'nei Yeshiva, Eskimu Ola, and therefore he wanted to learn this Mishnah like the B'nei Yeshiva. And Ayin the Taisis Rosh, who explains, Rabbi wanted to find all cases that it's possible to say, Shtaim Shein Arba, and therefore he brought down the first case like Rabbi Kiva, and the second case like Rabbi Shmuel, in order to show that there are multiple cases with Shtaim Shein Arba. And let's keep in mind that at the end of the Gemara will actually come out that although it's true that Rebbe holds like Rabbi Shmuel, but the Gemara will come out that Rebbe doesn't necessarily hold like Rabbi Kiva in the Legle Sphere. Therefore, these two rutsim of the Ritva and the Taisir Rosh are very important. And before we continue, let us point out that the Pasuk in Pashas Vayikra regarding Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav states, Oy Nefesh HaShetiga B'chol Dov Tomei, Oy B'Nivlas Chayit Tomei, Oy B'Nivlas Behemet Tomei, Oy B'Nivlas Sheretz Tomei, V'Nelo Mimenu V'U Tomei V'Ashem. And we see the Torah used the Lashon V'Nelo Mimenu. And then the next Pasuk continues, Oy Kiyiga B'Tumas Adam L'chol Tumasei Shiyitma Ba, V'Nelo Mimenu V'U Yada V'Ashem. And once again, the Torah used the Lashon V'Nelam. And our Gemara now continues to show that in regard to the din of Yedias HaTuma, that Rebbe holds like the Shita Rebbe Shmuel and not like Rebbe Kiva. And Rebbe holds that not only would one be Mechayiv to bring a carbon oil of Yared on a Loma of his Tumah itself, but he'll even be Chayiv if he knew about his Tumah and he had a Loma that this was Hegdish or that this was Beis HaMikdash. And as our Gemara continues, the Tanya, and as we learned in the Braisa, the Braisa will first bring down the Shita Rebbe Kiva, and as the Braisa states, Minayin Shein Chayiv Ela Sheish Bo Yediyah B'Tchila V'Yediyah B'Sayif V'Helem Bein Tayim Talmud Loma V'Nelem V'Nelem Shnei Pamim Div Rebbe Kiva. And how do we know that B'Negei Din of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, that the only way that one will be Chayiv a carbon oil V'Yared is only where he had Yediyah B'Tchila, Yediyah B'Sayif and V'Helem Bein Tayim? And Rebbe Kiva explains that it's based on the fact that the Torah used the Lashon V'Nelem two times. As Rashi explains at the top of Daf Dalam Abayz, that Kama Dafka L'Migmune Al Helem Tumu Chayiv V'Ein Chayiv Al Helem Mikdash, that the first time that the Torah used the Lashon V'Nelem is coming to teach us that the only time that one will be Chayiv a carbon oil V'Yared is only if he had a Lama of his Tumah, and not if he had a Lama that this item was Hegdish, that he was walking into the Beis HaMikdash, V'idach Kroyaseru L'drasha. And therefore, when the Torah states V'nelo Men of Huyada, which is the second time that the Torah mentions Halama, that word is extra, and it's coming for drasha as Hatal V'Huyada Ben Trey V'nelam. And therefore, we learn that although it first states the word V'nelam two times, and only afterwards does it state V'Huyada V'Ashem, but the Torah is teaching us that we should take the word V'Huyada and place it between the two words V'nelam, V'Dereish La'acha Shehisi Yediyah Nelam, and Ulameima Debo Yediyah B'Tchila, and this teaches us that he had to have a Yediyah B'Tchila, and only afterwards was it concealed from him, and he forgot that he was Tomei. And Rashi continues, V'Yediyah B'Seif Le'Tzricha Kra, and it's Pashut that in regard to the second Yediyah, that there's no need for a Pasuk to teach us this, the Le'Yodah Shechata Mai Le'Si Karbin, as if he never remembered that he was actually Tomei when he ate this Hegdish, or when he went into the Beis HaMikdash, so why would he even think that he has to bring a Karbin Eil V'Yared, and therefore it's Pashut that he must have had a Yediyah B'Seif. And in the top tesis on Daf Da'al Mabez, where he states, V'Kosha Habri L'Purushai, that he has many difficulties in the way that Rashi explains the words of Rabbi Kiva, and therefore Taisus explains our Gemara differently than Rashi, and some explain that Rashi had a different gears in our Gemara. And the Braisa now continues and discusses the Shita of Rabbi, as Rabbi Oimeh, as Rabbi argues on Rabbi Kiva, as he holds Einei Tzarech, that we don't need the extra word of Venelam in order to teach us that there's a requirement for Yediyah B'Tchila, for Yediyah B'Sayif, for Helem Bein Tayim. And Rabbi explains, as Hareu Oimer, and we continue Adal Ta'al Ramah Beis, Venelam Michlal Diyoda, and then the Pasuk states V'Huyada Harei Kan Shtei Yediyos, and as Rashi states that the Gemara will explain these words of Rebbe on Daf Heyam and Aleph, but ultimately Rebbe learns the din of Yediyah B'Tchila V'Yediyah B'Seif V'Helem Bein Tayim based on the words of the Pasuk of V'Nelam V'Huyada and him came Matam Melem and V'Nelam V'Nelam. So if so, why does the Torah mention V'Nelam a second time? Therefore, Rebbe argues on Rabbi Kiva and he clearly holds like Rabbi Shmuel that the Chayiv Al Helem Tumah Val Helem Migdash, that the extra word V'Nelam is coming to teach us that not only is one chayyah to bring a carbon oil v'yared, we had a lama of his own tumah, and he forgot that he was tamei, but one is chayyah to bring a carbon oil v'yared, even in a case case, we remember that he's Tamei, and his halama was that this piece of meat was Hegdish, or that this was the Makom HaMikdash. The Gemara continues, Eshchon B'Yediyas to Islei Taimin Nafshei, that certainly we see, like Rav Kahana, that B'negated Din of Yediyas HaTuma, Rebbe certainly is going according to his own Shita, and Rebbe Paskins like Rabbi Shmuel, that the Din of Yediyas HaTuma is Shtaim Shein Arba, as one would even be Chayiv to bring a carbon oil Yared, even where the halama was relevant to the piece of meat that is Hegdish, in the case where he forgot that this was the Beis HaMikdash, and he was Nichtas to the Beis HaMikdash while he was Tamei, and clearly Rebbe holds like Rabbi Shmuel. However, Shvua is to Islei Taimin Nafshei Minolan, and how does Rabbi Kahana know that Rebbe holds like Rabbi Kiva, B'negei Din of Shvua's Bitoy, and is Chilik on Rabbi Shmuel, and he actually holds that Shvua's Bitoy is Shtaim Shein Arba, as Rebbe would be Mechayiv someone to bring a carbon oil of Yared, even in a scenario where he made a Shvua L'Shavar, and he said a Chalti or Lo Yachalti, and the parentheses actually asked this question in a similar fashion, and there is no nafkmina between the gears of the parentheses and our gearsa, as the parentheses state, Lishnachrina, Eshchem B'Yediyas to Savla Krabishmal, Bishvuas to Savla Kiva Minolon, and the Gemara explains, Svaruhu, that the fact that Rebbe holds like Rabbi Kiva, B'negiyah Shvuas Bitoy, is based on a Svara, as Rabbi Kiva might time a Kamachayv L'Shavar, as what is Rabbi Kiva's Makar, that he's Machayv someone that made a Shvuas L'Shavar to bring a carbon oil of Yerid, the Dorish Rebu Amute, as he dashes Psukim based on the Klal of Rebu Amute, so Rebbe Nami Dorish Rebu Amute, and we know that Rebbe also holds that we dashim Psukim based on the Klal of Rebu Amute, and therefore it must be that Rebbe holds a Rabbi Kiva, Benegeya Dinam of Shvuas Bitoy, and Rabbi Kana is correct, Benegeya this din as well, that when Rebbe stated on Mishnah, Shvuas Shtaim Shein Arba, that he's not only bringing this down based on the Sheet of Rabbi Kiva, but he actually agrees to the Sheet of Rabbi Kiva. Before we continue, let us explain what the Gemara just stated. Now, as we say at the beginning of Shacharis, Rabbi Shmuel Ime Bishleish Esri Midus HaTorah Nidreshben, and Rabbi Shmuel had a Kabbalah that when we have a Klal and Prat in the Torah, that the following rules would apply. If the Torah states a general rule, and then the Torah mentions a Prat, so we have a Klal in B'Klal El Masha Prat, as the Prat is coming as a Pirish to the Klal. However, if the Torah then mentions another Klal, then it becomes a Klal of Prat of Klal, and Iyatudon El Kena Prat, as the Torah is telling us that we don't want this din only apply to the Prat, but we want it to apply in a more general sense, and it should even apply to anything similar to the Prat. However, other Tanoim HaChoylik, and they hold that we don't dash in Psukim based on the concept of Klal of Prat, and instead we use the concept of Ribu Amir, and when the Torah mentions a general rule, then we look at it as if the Torah is being Marba everything, and it's including everything that's in the Klal. However, once the Torah then mentions Amir, so the Torah is saying that we don't want you to include everything, but we only want you to include things that are similar to this Mi'ot, and we would then include anything that's Doimah to the Mi'ot. However, once the Torah mentions another general rule, then we have a Ribui Mi'ot Ribui. The Torah is telling us not only to include anything that's similar to the Mi'ot, and even things that are not Ke'ina Prat. However, since L'maisa, the Torah mentions a Mi'ot, therefore the Torah is teaching us that we should remind something that is most unsimilar to the Mi'ot. And as Rashi explains, based on the Gemara and Daf Chafav and Aleph, that Rabbi Kiva actually dashens based on the din of Ribu Amirut, and he dashens the Pasuk in Vayikra as follows, that when the Pasuk states, Oy nefesh kisi shava levati b'sfasayim lehora oy lehitiv lechol ashi yivati ha'odam b'shvua v'nalim men of huyodah v'oshrim lachas megla, when the Torah begins and states, Oy nefesh kisi shava levati b'sfasayim, that is a general statement, and it's mashma, as long as you make a shvua, you'll be chayiv a carbon oil of yared, but then the Torah qualifies that, and it's memayit, and states, lehora oy lehitiv, that this only applies when he actually makes a shvua that is either lahara or lehitiv, which is for the future. And as Rashi states, miyat esu ribui v'limeid she'ena chayiv al doim alimiyat, and this is memayat the ribui, and it teaches us that one would only be chayiv to bring a carbon oil v'yared on something that is doim to the miyat yehela habakam isai, and it has to be a shvua that is in the future, and the shvua cannot be for something that was in the past. And as Rashi's seven lines from where it gets wide states, hadirish b'ribu miyat ena prap perusha shel klal el maito v'mitzas claim al loyis akol ribu b'ribu rishayin el zeh uchiyetzabai. However, once the Torah actually continues and brings another general rule, and the Torah brings another ribu by stating l'chol ashivati adam v'shvua, so now he dashens it based on the klal of ribu miyat and ribu. And as Rashi continues, hilko ki asu ribu achrina basrei l'rabbis bo v'afilu sheloike in aprat v'loy miyat hamiyat el dova echad haroi lohoitzi min haklal hazeh yoisim min hakol. The only time that Rabbi Kiva holds that one would not bring a carbon oil of Yared is only only when it was nishba levatlas hamitzvah. However, Rabbi Akiva holds that although the Torah states lahara lehetiv, we are still marba that someone would bring a carbon oil v'ered even if they made a shvuas bitoy on something that was relevant to the past. Therefore, our Gemara points out that since the way that Rabbi Akiva knows that the din of shvuas bitoy applies even on the shvuah l'shaavar is because he holds that we dash in the Torah based on ribui miyut ribui. Since the Gemara will try to prove that Rabbi also dash in psukim based on the klalim of ribui miyut and ribui, so therefore Rabbi must hold like Rabbi Akiva that shvuas bitoy is shtayim shein arba, and one would be chayav to bring a carbon oil v'ered even if he made a shvuah that is relevant to the past. Keep in mind that the Gemara originally stated that Rabbi Shmuel is the man that Amar holds that in the chayav el al asid lavai, one would not be chayav to bring a carbon oil v'ered if they made a shvuah that was relevant to the past. And certainly this works out according to Rabbi Shmuel l'shitasai, as Rabbi Shmuel taught us in the Braisa that he dashes a psukim based on the dinim of klal or prat or klal, and he learns when we have a klal or prat or klal, we have to don el ke'in prat, and therefore the only time that one will be chayiv to bring a carbon oil v'ered is only where someone makes a shvuah that is similar to lahara l'hetiv, which is a shvuah l'haba. But if someone makes a shvuah l'sha'avar and he makes a shvuah on something that was relevant to the past, and for example he says achalti or he says le'achalti, then there would not be a chayiv to bring a carbon oil v'ered. And Rashi explains the shita Rabbi Shmuel in the middle of Dibur Maschil, the Darsh Ribuyu Mutei, and Rashi explains that if there would only be a klal prat, so then we would say that when the pasuk states lahara ilahitiv pirusha shaklalu ve'in lachalahavi boy elahula vaday harava tava v'loy shadvarim v'afilu abba she'in harava tava, the only time that one would be chayav to bring a carbon oil v'yared is only when it's mamish exactly like the prat, and it has to be that the shvuah was in the future and it was also based on something which is a positive or a negative and not something which is just pariv. And as Rashi explains, shakala deri shatir klal prat isle ein b'chlal el mashav prat v'chihada asik klal achrina basa prata, and then when the Torah mentions another klal, and as the Torah states l'chol ha'shivati b'sfesayim day l'chom taisav ala prat b'chlal achrin dvarim she'im ben arav atava v'yu ke'in ha'prat b'laba v'loy l'sh'ova she'im demu l'prat klal v'lahach yahani klal kama l'me'utei v'hayinu da'omar klal l'prat ha'klal yat don el ke'in ha'prat klima don at l'hoisav ala prat ha'idei klal ha'achrin avol yat don l'hoisav alav el ha'dayim l'loy ayin sham. Before we continue, let us point out that the typical case of a klal prat a klal or ribui miyut a ribui is where the prat or the miyut is between the two klalim or between the two ribuyim, and keep in mind that this may not apply in a case where the miyut or the prat is not between the two klalim or between the two ribuyim. The Gemara will now continue and prove to us that Rebbe holds that we dash in the Torah based on ribui miyut a ribui, and this will be based on a din that Rebbe teaches us b'negeya b'char, and as the pasuk states in Pashas Kerech upaduyim ben chodesh tifta be'echa kesef chamisha shkolim b'shekla chodesh esrim giruhu. And let's keep in mind that the words upaduyim ben chodesh is a klal or a ribui, and then the word tifta is also a klal or a ribui, as it's mashma that you could be paid to someone with anything and not only with kesef. Only after we had two klalim or two ribuyim, then the Torah states kesef chamisha shkolim, which is a prat or a miut, as it's mashma that you could only be paid to your child with kesef and not with any other material. The Gemara continues and brings the shita of Rebbe, the Tanyan, as we learned to the Braisa, Mesechtes Bechiris, Rebbe Oimeh, Bakal Poydim Bechor Odom, Chutzman Ashtaris, that Rebbe holds that one could be Poydim Bechor with any material and with Kesef or Shav Kesef, and the only exclusion is that someone cannot be Poydim his Bechor with a Shtar. And for example, if Ruvain has a Shtar that Shimon owes in 5 Slayim, he will not be able to be Poydim his Bechor by giving that Shtar to a Kayin. However, Rabbanan Amri, that we find Rabbanan argue on Rebbe in the Mishnah Mesechtes Bechiris, as the Mishnah states, Bakal Poydim Bechor Odom, that Rabban hold that you could be paid in Bechor with Kesef or Shavu Kesef. Not only do they exclude Shtaris, but they also exclude Avodim and Kakois. The Gemara will now explain the basis for the Machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbanon, and we will read the Gemara based on the Gears of the Bach, Raminam B'maika Mifgi, and the Gemara Mesech Bechoris explains what is the basis for the Machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbanon, and the Gemara explains Rabbanon Dashi Klalut Prati, and Rabbi Darshi Ribuye Mujutei, that Rabbanon hold that we dash and call a terakula based on the dinim of kolim upratim, and Rebbe holds that we dash and call a terakula based on ribuim utei. As the Gemara explains, Rabbanon dashi kolim uprati that upuduim ben chodesh klal, that when the pasuk states upuduim ben chodesh, that's mashma you could be paid to your son with anything and not only kesef. When the pasuk states be'echol kesef chamisha shkolim, that is a prat, And finally, since the Torah previously stated the Lashon Tifter, Chazav V'Kolal, that is considered another Klal, and since the Chacham learned the Torah based on the Dinim of Klal and Mupratim, so Klal U'Prat HaKlal, Yatadon El Keina Prat, Ma'a Prat Mefurish, Dover Metaltel V'Gufay Mamin, Af Kol Dover Metaltel V'Gufay Mamin, and therefore the only thing that you can use in order to be paid to your son is something that is similar to Kesef, which is something that is movable and also has intrinsic value, Yatzu Kakosh and in Metaltelin, and therefore you can't be paid to your son by using real estate, as that is not something that's movable, and Yatzu Avodim Shehukshul Kakos, and Avodim is Hukushul Kakos, as the Pasuk states, V'Sichaltum Oislam of Nech Machrechem, and Yatzu Shtoris, Aval Pisha Metaltelin, and even though Shtoris are movable, but Ein Gufan Mammon, but there is no intrinsic value to the piece of paper of the Shtar, and it only gives you a right to collect money. However, the Gemara continues, V'Rebbe Dorish Ribuya Miute, and Rebbe is Dorish Kol HaTorah Kula, based on the Klolim of Ribuya Miut, and when the Pasuk states, U'Pidurim Ben Chodesh, that is a Ribuy, and it's Mashma that you Marba Kol, and you can be paid to your son using any Shavu Kesef. Then when the Torah states, Be'echol Kesef Chamesh Shkolim Miut, that is a Miut, and as we stated before, that's M'mayit the Ribuy, and the Torah is teaching us that you could only be paid to your son using something that is similar to the Miut. However, since the Torah previously stated Tifta, Chazav Riba, and Riba Miut Riba, Riba Kol, so then we Marba everything, and my Riba, Riba Kol Miloy, and my Miut, Miut Shtaris, but since there is a Miut, so we have to be Mayit something, and we Mayit the thing that is most unsimilar to the Miut, which is Kesef, and that is Shtaris, which is Ein Gufay Mamon, and has no intrinsic value. And Ayin Rashi, Miut Shtaris, Shein Ruyin Lamayit, Yosim and Akol, Shein Mamon, and as Rashi states, Ein Gufay Mamon, Hanyor, Ein Shavaklum, and Ve'ein Oymed El Lariah Shabai. And keep in mind that as we explained, and Rashi points out, in Dibur Maskal, Tifta Chazav Kolal, the Afalpi, the Tifta Puduya of Gabi Adodik Sivi, Vahodiksiv Be'echol Kesef, and only afterwards does it state the Prat of Be'echol Kesef, Ikat Hanoi de Sfirlu, Bishte Klaus Hasmuchel Zelza, the Prat Achreim, Hatto Prat Be'nim, Vidoinim Beklau Prat Aklau, that we take the Prat and we move it between the two Klolim, and it's as if we have a regular Klau or Prat Aklau. Keep in mind that we just saw from this Brysa that Rebbe Dashin, the Psukkah B'Negeya Bechor, based on the Klolim of Ribu Miut and Ribui, and therefore the same would apply B'Negeya Din of Shavuos Bitui, that Rebbe would argue on Rebbe Shmuel, and he would hold like Rebbe Kiva, that we dash him based on Ribu Miut and Ribui, and therefore he would hold that Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba, and even where the Shavuos was L'Sha'avar, you would still bring a carbon oil of Yared. We just read the Bach that took us till 9 lines from the bottom of the Amid, and the Gemara now continues, Amli Ravina La'Mema, Rebbe Darish Ribu Yomite, where Rebbe Klali Prati Darish, that how can you tell me that Rebbe actually dashed in the Torah based on Ribu Yomite? We know, based on a different Brysa, that Rebbe actually holds like Rebbe Shmuel, that we dash in the Torah based on the Klalim of Klal Prat HaKlal, and not based on Ribu Yomite. And Ravina continues, that how do I know that Rebbe dashes Klal HaTorah Kula based on the Dinim of Klal Prat, as the Tanya, as we learned to the Brysa, B'negei and Eved Ivri, that wants to become a Nirza, and the Pasuk in Pashas Re'ei states, V'lekachta Samartzeyev and Esata Ba'ozne Uvadeles V'hoi Lecha Eved Oilam V'afla Moskla Tasa Kein. As we will see, that the Tanoim learn that the word V'lekachta is either a cloud or a ribui, and the word Matzea is either a prat or a miut, and then the word Benesata is once again either a cloud or a ribui, and therefore this Pasuk can be either learned based on the cloud of cloud or prat or cloud, or based on the dinim of ribui, miut, and ribui. And this Brysa will bring a machlekes between Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi, and as the Brysa states, Matzea, that when the Torah used the term Matzea, well, it's mashmur that the only thing they could use in order to pierce the ear of an Eved is only an awl, in Liyala Matzea, and we would only know that you could use an awl, Minayin Lurabe Sasul Vasira Hamachad Vamakadeach Vamachtev, and how do you know that you could use other types of instruments in order to pierce his ear, and for example, a splinter, a thorn, a needle, as well as other sharp instruments, including a pen, Hamulema Vilakachta, Koldova Shinilkach Biad, and since the Torah uses the term Vilakachta, we learn out that you could pierce the ear of an Eved Ivri using any instrument that you could hold in your hand, Ivri Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi holds that when the Pasuk states Matzea, Mar Matzea Miyuchet Shel Mateches, Af Kol Shel Mateches, then the only thing that we include is anything that's made out of metal. In order to pierce the ear of an Eved Ivri, you would not be able to use any other material, and even if you have a piece of wood that is very sharp, you would not be able to use it to pierce the ear of the Eved Ivri. And Vaminam B'Maikam Miflgi, and we explain what is the basis of a machlekes between Rabbi Yisrael Glili and Rabbi, is Rabbi Dorish Kol Yeprati, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda Dorish Ribu Miute, As Rashi explains at the bottom of Amid that Rebbe Dashin's klal uprad v'lokachta klal matzei uprad v'nesata ba'oznei kol davar nosin chazer v'kol. And we know that klal uprad klal yatadon el kein uprad, and therefore we learn ma uprad mefurish l'mateches af kol shemateches. Clearly, Rebbe agrees to Rebbe Shmuel that we dashin the Torah based on the rules of klal uprad klal. And if so, how could Rav Kana state that Rebbe actually holds like Rabbi Akiva that one would be chayev a korban l'viyared even by a shvuas bitoy l'sha'avar? Rebbe actually would agree to Rabbi Shmuel that we dashin based on klal uprad klal and not based on ribui miyad and ribui. And before we continue, let us point out that Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that we go based on ribui miyad and ribui, and therefore ben again Eved Ivri, he's mar b'hakol, and he's only memayit something that is most dissimilar to the miyot. Rashi at the top of Daf Hamad Aleph explains based on the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin that he's miyat sam, and as Rashi Masechtas Kedushin explains that he's memayit sam shlo yitin sam al ozdo v'nakvena doloy domi l'matzea shein neke mikreich odom elo me'ilov. Based on this raya from the Braisa, the Gemara actually holds that Rebbe cannot hold like Rabbi Kiva, and it can't be that Rebbe would agree to Rabbi Kiva negated din of shvuas bitoy, and certainly he would agree with Rabbi Shmuel. And as the Gemara will ultimately say, that although Rebbe learned on Mishnah like the Shita Rabbi Kiva, as he stated shvuas bitoy shtaim shein arba, however leile svirle, he doesn't really hold like the Shita Rabbi Kiva, and he would argue on that din. But the mice at this point of the Gemara is bothered that there's a stira in the words of Rebbe. As we just pointed out, that Rebbe holds that we dash him psukim based on the dinim of klal or prado klal, as we saw in the brisa b'negei marzeya. And meanwhile, previously b'negei dinim b'char, Rebbe seemed to dash him psukim based on the dinim of ribui miyat and ribui. And l'chayit is a stira in the words of Rebbe. And we continue on daf heyamid aleph, and the Gemara explains in ba'alma klali uprati darish that certainly generally Rebbe holds that we would dash him psukim in the Torah based on the klalim of klal or prado klal. That's why b'negei dinim marzeya he was chilek on Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. And even though Benegeya Dinam Bechar, he explained that Rebbe is following the Dinam of Ribui Miyat and Ribui, but the reason is, Kedetanad Rebbe Shmuel, this is based on the Braisa that was taught in the Yeshiva Rebbe Shmuel. And as we will see, that although Rebbe Shmuel is the man de Omar, that Dashin's Kloli Prati Kloli, as we learn, Rebbe Shmuel Oimer, Bishleishas Rimidu Satari and the Rashban, but even so, Rebbe Shmuel learns that where we have two Klolim that come prior to a Prat, then we don't learn based on a Klolim of Klal or Prat or Klal, and instead it takes on the characteristics of ribui miyad and ribui. And since in the pasuk b'negeya bechar the prat is not between the two klalim, therefore Rebbe learns that we dash in the din of bechar based on the klal of ribui miyad and ribui. And as Rebbe previously stated, bechal paid mechor adam chutz min hashtaris, based on a ribui miyad. And as the Gemara continued, the tanz Rebbe Shmuel, as we learned in the brisa in the yeshiva Rebbe Shmuel, that the pasuk in Pasha Shmini states as zet teichlu mikol asher b'mayim kol asher lo yisnapi v'kaskasa b'mayim by yamim v'nacholim. We won't get into the exact details of this halacha, but suffice it to say that the word b'mayim is a klal, and the word b'yam v'necholim are pratim. And l'maisa, the pasuk first states the word b'mayim twice, as the pasuk stated mikol asher b'mayim kol asher lo yisnapi v'kaskasas b'mayim. Only after we mention the two klalim, then the Torah mentions the prat, as it states b'yam v'necholim. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel teaches us that since it states b'mayim b'mayim shnei pamim, ain't that klal or prat el ribu amir, then we don't learn this based on the dinim of klal or prat or klal. Instead, we dash in it as if there is a ribui miyat and ribui. We will read the Rashi b'negedis once we finish the sugya. And the Gemara now points out, v'rabbanon, that although it's true that we see that Rebbe would hold like this Tandre Rishmal, and therefore b'negeya b'char, he learns the psukim based on ribui miyat and ribui. But if so, how could Rabbanon learn the dinim b'negeya b'char based on a klal or prat or klal, if even Rabbi Shmuel agrees that once we have two klalim together and the prat only comes afterwards, that we don't dash in based on the klal or prat? And the Gemara answers Amar Ravina, and Ravina explains that although it's true, although generally Rabbi Shmuel holds that we dash in the Torah based on the dinim of klal or prat or klal, unless the prat comes after both klalim, and then we dash in based on ribui miyad and ribui, but Lamai said that's not the only shita, as is someone that is chilek on Rabbi Shmuel, as Ked Amri b'Merava, as they state in Eretz Yisrael, kol mokim sh'atam meitzer shtei klalis hasmuchim zelzeh, that even in a case where you find two klalis that are next to each other, and the prat comes afterwards, hatel prat be'neim v'doinim b'klal prat, that even so we could take the prat and we could place it between the two klalim, and we could still dash him based on klal prat or klal. And therefore the Rabbanon could argue on Rebbe, and they could hold that even b'degeya b'char, where the two klalim came first and the prat came afterwards, and we still dash him based on the din of klal or prat or klal, and therefore the rabbanon held bekol paidim b'chor adam chutz me'avodim v'shtaris v'kakoyis, which are kain haprat. Gemara will now continue, and we already mentioned this point to the Gemara, but the Gemara now asks, hashda amr Rebbe klali prati darish bal kochach kasha shvuas, that if you're telling me that Rebbe holds that we dash in the Torah based on the dinim of klal or prat or klal, then certainly b'negia shvuas b'toy, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva, and he must hold like Rabbi Shmuel. And if so, how could Rebbe have taught it on Mishnah shvuas shtayim shein arba if he doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva? The Gemara therefore states el b'shvuas nasav alibid Rabbi Kiva b'leile svirle, that although Rabbi Kana stated that b'negia all the dinim of our Mishnah, Rebbe timed it enough shame mefarish. However, ultimately we see that although Rebbe could hold like the second din of Mishnah, the idea is satuma shtayim shein arba, as he holds like Rabbi Shmuel, but certainly he doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva. And therefore, when Rebbe stated on Mishnah shvuas shtayim shein arba, he is going to feed the shita Rabbi Kiva. But certainly Rebbe doesn't agree with that shita, as he holds we dash in the Torah based on klal or prat or klal, he wouldn't be able to hold like Rabbi Kiva. As we previously stated that at the end of the Gemara, that we have to come on to the answer of the Ritva and the Taisus Rosh as to why Rebbe would bring down the case of a Mishnah of shvuas shtayim shein arba if he doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva. Before we finish, let us see the top Taisus on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, Diba Maskel of Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, where Taisus is Tema, the Rabbi Shmuel Tani B'yur Gimel Midas Atari Nidrash Ben, Va'ikot Tvei Hach Midas the Shnei Klos Asmuchais the Dashin B'ribu Miot. And as we said, we would get back to Rashi B'negeid Alimud by Dogim, and I in Rashi Diba Maskel Ked Tanit Rabbi Shmuel Be'ilu Treifais the Ikot Tana, that there is a Tana that dashes his pasuk based on the Klalim of Klal or Prat or Klal, and the Dorish says that Teichlu Mikol Hashem B'Mayim, the word Mayim is a Klal by Yam V'Necholim Prat. And when the Torah uses the term b'yam menucholim, so it specifies that it's only referring to yam menucholim, and that's a prat. And since the pasuk states the word b'mayim chazav kolal, so it's another klal. Or polagle tanzvei b'shmal v'omah b'mayim b'mayim smuchim zelazeh. That since the two klalim are right next to each other, va'achakim ksiv b'yam menucholim, and only afterwards does it state the prat of yam menucholim. Hilchach in the klal prat. Ela hatilu b'neim ledorsher b'ribuyo miyutei. Ayn the Gemara Mesechtes Chulin as to what the nafkamina would be between these two shitas, ayin sham. And let us also see the bottom three tesis on daftal and beis, as tesis states, although the Gemara brought a raya that Rebbe holds klal or prat or klal based on the brisa b'negiyah matzeya, but zok tesis having matzal asuyim ahida koymit rabo gabim neru shel eitz v'shel eva v'shel gistrein Rebbe paisel Rebbe yis Rebbe huna machshir, where we see a similar machlekes. And tesis continues, hasul v'asir v'makadech zu v'in tzarek loy mezuktani the makadech as those instruments are made out of metal. And Taz continues, the rabbi is called Dova Nilkoch Biad, that according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, that learns Ribui Miyad Ribui, so he's marba anything that is used with his hand. However, Zok Taz is Lav Dafka, Dova Mayat Sam, Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.